This is an exciting moment. We have a lot of kids here from the Center for Young Musicians, and I'm going to just turn it over to them in just a second with their first song, and then we'll talk with each of the students in between songs. We have some parents and other adults here too, and other kids, and I want to let you know, feel free to clap if you want to when people play. There's no reason not to show your acknowledgement. So now, without any further delay, and I'll just tell you that playing here are musicians ranging in age from five, who's five? Five to 11, and every age just about, well, ages in between those two ages. So here we have the ensemble from the Center for Young Musicians. Beautifully done. Go ahead and clap. Very well done. Let's meet a couple people. You're closest to the microphone. Why don't you step up and say hello. What's your name?
Olivia.
And Olivia, how old are you?
10.
And you go to Swickley Academy, right?
Yeah.
How long have you played violin?
3 years.
Well, that's incredible. What do you like most about playing the violin?
I think it's fun.
I would imagine it's fun. Do you have to practice a lot
to
be as good as you are? How often do you practice, and where do you practice?
Practice maybe once a day.
And in your room or at school?
In my room.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My grandparents.
Well, terrific. Thank you for being here. And let's say hello to you. Come on up to the microphone right here. When I said, is anybody nervous? This person said, I'm not nervous at all. What's your name?
Lachlan.
Lachlan. And you're five, right?
Right.
And I know you're homeschooled, at least I think you are, right?
Yeah.
And how long have you played?
2 years.
And what do you like about playing the violin? Is there something very special that you like about it?
Yes. Well, you see, I'm going to explain. Well, we do some jumps to twinkle, since that's how we get our arms loose.
Mm-hmm. So that was sort of your warm-up exercise.
Right.
To get everything loose. And go ahead. Were you going to say more about playing the violin? I never thought about it, but you have to get loosened up. Just as if you were exercising or something.
Yeah.
What do you think about when you play?
Well, I just think about some things.
Oh, that's cool. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Not really.
Okay. Who's here with you today?
My mom.
Well, there she is. Well, it's nice to talk with Lachlan. We'll talk with some more kids as the time goes on. And I think next we have a selection by Bach, which will feature four of our performers, if I'm correct. And here they are again, our violin ensemble from the Center for Young Musicians. Thank you. Well, that was beautifully done. Now, we met Olivia, who was part of that quartet earlier. We're going to meet the other three people. But Olivia, I do want to let you know that Amanda McLeod and Kennedy Stein are listening. And they just sent a message to us at SLB, at slbradio.org, saying, we know Olivia, and we want to say good job and hi, and we love you. So they say hello to you listening on the radio this morning. Let's meet the three of you. Come on up to the microphone here, and we'll meet each of you. I'm just going to ask to make sure that this is sort of up. That's about the right height. Come a little closer. What's your name?
Emily.
Emily. And you go to Edgeworth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you like to do besides play the violin?
Well, I like to play bass clarinet, and I like to draw and read and write.
Now, playing bass clarinet must be very different than playing the violin.
Yeah.
Do you find it hard to go back and forth?
No.
And is there one you like over the other, or are they just sort of both things you enjoy?
I like them both.
Well, that's terrific. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I want to say hi to my teacher, Dr. Gray.
Excellent. And we'll find out who's behind you. What's your name?
My name is Alexandra.
Alexandra. And you're at Hayne Middle School in Cranberry?
Yes.
I have good notes today. And you're in sixth grade,
right? Yes.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
Actually, I'd like to say happy birthday to my Uncle Rob. And hi to Aunt Leanna, Sophia, and Nathan.
Oh, terrific. Thank you. It's nice to talk with you. And then we have one more member of that quartet that just played. Hello. Who are you?
My name is Julia.
Hi, Julia. And you're also at Edgeworth Elementary School.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about you and the violin. Do you remember when you started playing and how old you were?
I think I was around 4, and I started on a macaroni box.
A macaroni box. Tell me what that is.
It's just like a box of noodles, and I just played with that so I wouldn't drop my violin.
So do you put rubber bands on it or strings on it? Or
I don't remember.
I didn't know you could do that. We have a cigar box banjo over there that's made out of a cigar box, so maybe it looked kind of like that. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I want to say hi to my parents and my grandma who lives in Phoenix and my friends in and out of school.
Great. Thanks, Alexandra. No, it's not Alexandra. You're Julia. Sorry. It's been a long day for me. Alexandra, Julia, we have everybody organized. So organized, in fact, that we have two performers that are about to do a tune you'll probably recognize called Humoresque. And in fact, Leah, who's performing this one for us?
Alexandra Schnatterly and Julia Freeman are going to perform.
Great. So two of the girls you just met will be performing Humoresque.
Thank you.
Center for Young Musicians, an ensemble. And let's take a moment and talk with Leah, sort of get you in front of the microphone there. And tell us a little bit about this group and a little bit about the center.
Well, all these students here, they have been all studying violin at the Center for Young Musicians for many different years. Some of them have even started with us when they were two with our early childhood music program and have been coming along all through there. These children, some of them are in a group, a violin ensemble group together, but because we share a common repertoire, we can come together to play when we want to, when we need.
And you can learn more about the center located in Wexford, right?
Wexford and Sewickley.
At youngmusicians.org, youngmusicians.org. And Lachlan, I wanted to let you know that Maggie sent an email saying how much she enjoyed hearing you this morning. She just sent an email. If any other parents or loved ones or friends want to send us an email at slb@slbradio.org, it'll come here instantly. Or go to our website and use instant input at slbradio.org. Now, next, we are going to go to a work by Handel that everybody, I think, will recognize. Who's performing on this?
This one we're going to hear from Alexandra and Julia again, and we're going to add Emily Waters with us, too.
Excellent. And who haven't we spoken with yet? We still have to meet some musicians, too. So if we haven't met you after this song, we'll meet who we haven't met yet.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday Light Brigade, it's now 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. You may be wondering, how can I play on the radio, or how can my children or students play on the radio? If you are interested, all you need to do is write to us at slb@slbradio.org. We feature youth musicians and writers every Saturday between 10 and 11 o'clock. Let's meet somebody new who, if we haven't met you yet, come on up to the microphone so we can say hello. Come on up and let me meet you. What's your name?
Annie.
Annie, and you are at Edgeworth Elementary School as well. I noticed that you were really watching the older kids play. What do you think about when you're watching them?
I think about my teacher and what notes to play when I know what that song is. And I just really like to listen.
Yeah, I could tell you were really intently listening. And so that's interesting. It's almost like sharing a language with somebody else. You can try to anticipate what notes the others are playing and think about how you would play them if you were doing that. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My family and my friend Judiero.
Well, thanks, Annie. It's nice to talk to you. And standing right behind you in a turquoise blouse and is somebody. And let's meet you. What's your name?
Josephine.
Oh, hang on, Joe. Tell me your name again.
Josephine.
And how old are you?
Six.
And you're at Falk School. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
My friend Millie.
Great. And how long have you played?
I think for about 1.5 years.
And what do you like about playing violin?
Well, it's a string instrument. And I mostly like string instruments.
Well, that's nice. What are some other string instruments?
Guitar.
What do you like about them?
Well, if you like pluck them or like move your bow across them, they like make a sound.
And so you can get a lot of variety of sounds out of them. Well, that sounds really great. Thank you for being here today. And did we get everybody? I think we did. Are we missing anybody that we didn't meet? Well, terrific. Well, we have a few more songs to go. The next one will feature two of our performers. And Leah, who are those two?
We're going to come back to Julia and Alexandra again.
Great.
Play Hunter's Chorus.
Once again, the Center for Young Musicians. Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, public radio from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Olivia, we have a special email for you. This is wonderful. Grandma and Grandpa in Tucson are up early and listening and mention how much they love you and how good you sound. By the way, if anybody hasn't had an email, that doesn't mean people aren't listening and enjoying you. It just might be that they can't send an email from where they are right now or that they're listening on the radio. So next, we have a song that everybody, boy, if you don't know this song, well, you might have grown up in another country or you might have been absent on music day in elementary school. Here now we have a quintet of performers from the Center for Young Musicians. Go tell Aunt Rhody. And finally, Leah, just stepping around again to the front so I can be sure I hear you. Thank you for being here, first of all.
Our pleasure.
And for folks, I'm sure you're always taking new students at
Absolutely.
The center.
Absolutely.
And youngmusicians.org is how you can get in touch with the Center for Young Musicians, or 724-935-0505. Before playing your last selection, where everybody will play, is there anything else you would like to say?
Well, thank you so much for letting us have this opportunity. The children really love to come and perform. It's always fun to come together and play.
Yeah, we really enjoyed having you here. You did a great job, each of you. And feel free to tune in anytime or to come back and visit us. And how are you going to end?
We're going to end with a Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Congratulations to our violinists from the Center for Young Musicians.